This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh. And our guest is Stacy Olden, Executive Director, Orpheum Theater in Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2025, Stacy.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to have you with us this morning. Let's talk about you for a moment, okay?
Great.
How long have you been Executive Director at the Orpheum?
I am actually coming upon exactly 1 year.
So, 1 year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What did you do before that?
Well, I actually have been at the Orpheum for a total of 5 years. So
okay.
I started right after the pandemic in 2021 when we reopened as development director and then got promoted to executive director in the end of May of last year.
So where are you from?
I'm from Wichita, Kansas.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, right close here. Huh? So what did you do before you even got involved with the Orpheum?
Well,
you have a life before that? Or is it?
I did, actually, yeah. And it all comes with me, too. Well, for about 10 years prior to the Orpheum, I was in health and human service nonprofits. And so I worked for United Way of the Plains for about 5 years. I worked at Make-A-Wish and helped see terminally ill children get their wishes. And Girls on the Run, which is one of my very favorite organizations that I still actively volunteer for.
What do they do?
So it's not
it sounds
a running
like
club.
Yeah, I was going to say, they get their shoes on the way they
right.
go.
It, but it, but running is incorporated because it's something where you start it and then you finish it, and it's quite an achievement when you do. So kind of in the process of the coaching period, which is a semester of school, and it's girls usually first through about third grade or fourth grade, and you meet twice a week and sit down with the girls and talk about confidence building and friendships and communication and just overall well-being of females and their relationships. And it all kind of culminates to achievement and finding their superpowers. They always have these really fun chants, and they have some really fun superpower chants to kind of get them focused up before they head out for the run.
It sounds like a rewarding thing. I bet you get to do a lot of listening.
Yes, a lot of listening, and you see a lot of growth, and you know you can't have enough of that for our young girls today, and it's just they have a lot of fun too. So anyway, it's a great organization.
You mentioned the United Way, and Pat Hanrahan was our guest on this show a number of times.
He always
had something good to say, so I say, "Oh, come back and tell us some more."
Yeah. Pat was there when I was there, and really enjoyed working for him, all he did for the community over the time he led that organization.
Absolutely.
And what they do today is still moving forward.
The Orpheum Theater opened, this is my research, in 1922. So it's more than 100 years old by my math.
You got it. 102 to be exact.
Is this the oldest theater in Kansas?
I don't believe that it is. There are a few theaters that opened right at the turn of the century.
Really?
Somewhere around 1905.
Probably up in the northeast part of the, yeah.
I think so. I want to say maybe Ottawa. But yeah, there's a couple of older ones than us.
Okay.
So.
For those who are unfamiliar with Wichita and are listening this morning, tell us about where the theater is located.
So the Orpheum Theater is located at the corner of 1st and Broadway in the heart of downtown Wichita. So just a block north of Douglas and Broadway. And that's been in the same place for 102 years.
Is that would that be more the very, very center or of the city? Or do we still say Douglas and Broadway is the center? Or do you know? I mean,
you know,
it's within a block. Anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of all right there, isn't it?
Tell me about some of the interesting design features of the Orpheum. I mean, it's just not four walls and there you are.
There's
some really neat stuff that's been part of the architecture.
They don't really build them like they used to.
No.
So John Everson was the architect, and he definitely was one that liked a lot of design. When he focused in on the design of this Orpheum, he decided to make it his prototype atmospheric style. And so it was the first prototype and atmospheric theater in the United States. So we can still claim that today. And what atmospheric means is he wanted you to walk inside the theater but feel like you were somewhere else. And so the design that he created was called an Andalusian garden. Basically, a street in Spain is what he wanted you to feel like. You could look up and see the beautiful night sky. You would be walking down a courtyard and have a street vendor on one side and a fountain on another. And this is what he designed the art mural on the original 102-year-old fire curtain, which still is in the theater today. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it's a fire curtain. What does that mean?
So
the big curtain in front, or what does it mean?
It is basically a fire protector curtain that all theaters back in the day had to have because, as you could probably read through history, most theaters burned down in the early days because of the way they didn't have electrics. It was, you know, lighting in ways that are not quite as efficient as they are today.
Yeah.
So fire curtains were essential, and we still have the original one, and it's a major piece of the design. We have not been able to display it because it is, in fact, a fire curtain. Which means it had asbestos, which has been encapsulated, but we've left it up. We've had it reviewed. We've had it repaired. And as we move through restoration, we're going to look at doing some cleaning for that. But that's one piece that I think is just a stunning part of the original architecture that really ties in that whole atmospheric design that the architect created.
And it's got a balcony.
It has a balcony, an upper and a lower balcony, yes.
Upper and lower, okay. Mm-hmm. What's the seating capacity?
It's 1,286. 1,286. What is that currently?
Okay.
Yes.
And how many of those seats are upstairs, or do you know?
Almost half. There's a little more on the auditorium level, but yeah, it's when you get up on stage and you actually look towards the auditorium, it really is stunning when you see how many seats are actually up on the balcony. It does go pretty tall to the back there, but.
This is an interesting building. I know that there is office space in the building because I did some part-time broadcasting from a radio station. Was in there at one time. The studio was there a few years ago. How much of it the building is office space then?
So the office building was erected at the exact same time as the theater, and that was kind of a common thing to do back then in a way to support the theater operation. So many theaters did have attachments that were kind of their money makers, so to speak. So we have a 7-floor office building attached to the Orpheum, and they essentially are two separate buildings. It's sometimes hard to figure out how that separates, but really the only thing that overlaps would be our box office that is below the second, actually the corner of the building right there at 1st and Broadway that you can see.
Okay, take us back to 1922. The theater was actually built for vaudeville.
Correct, yes.
And I would imagine there may be some people saying, what is that? What was vaudeville then?
Well, kind of an easy way to describe it is a variety show.
They would have singing, dancing,
musicians.
Comics.
Oh, lots of comedy. It was vaudeville was a traveling act, and so as you have heard, there are other Orpheums in the country.
Yeah.
And so vaudeville groups would go either East Coast, West Coast, or Midwest Orpheums and do a traveling vaudeville acts. And they knew if they stopped at the Orpheums that they would have the same setup, the same style. So it made it really efficient for vaudeville performers to just travel in troops like that. So we were part of the Midwest group.
Well, and those of us who, my age anyway, grew up, some of the media stars, movie stars that we knew had actually started in vaudeville back in the old days.
Yeah.
Okay. When did they start screening movies at the Orpheum?
Well, vaudeville kind of went out of the limelight, shall I say, about the late 1920s. So 1928 is when we started showing talkies. And so those were kind of the first movies of the day. And so essentially from that point on, we really became a mixed-use venue.
Talk about talkies, of course, up until 1927, they were all silent movies.
Correct,
probably
yes.
Probably had an organ in there, right?
Yeah, we did have an organ, yes. Okay. We have organ grills. At one time, that was the main music and sound that you would get. And we still have a few of the organ pipes, but we do not have the original organ any longer.
You know, it's I think I've been on the stage for something or other, maybe once or twice. But how are the acoustics in there? I would think they would have to be pretty good. In other words, the person on stage could probably be heard pretty well clear up to the back row if they knew how to project.
Yes, so that is one of the features I feel that is just amazing. It was acoustically perfect when it was built. The architect took great care into creating, basically, when you look out at the seating at our orchestra level, it's built in the shape of a bowl so that the sound really, if it hits the floor, it's going to carry up and around the ceiling. But just as you said, if you stand on the stage and you're sitting up in the very back row in the balcony and you're just talking, you could have a conversation with someone. That is how acoustically perfect the theater was built.
Wow, wow. Yes. Well, of course, you do have microphones for live stage.
We do. And of course, when you add all of that into the picture, you then need, you know, technology to help you kind of tune that in and make sure that you're not making the decibels too high and you've got a little bit of control there. So, yeah.
You're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations. And our guest is Stacy Olden, Executive Director, Orpheum Theater. So it's 102 years old. 102. Okay. Orpheum Stage have seen some of the great performers of the past century. Can you tell us about some of those live performances and performers of yesteryear? Who showed up here to go on stage?
Oh, wow. This is probably one of my areas that I find the most special is our stage.
Really?
And the legendary performers that have come. And I think a lot of that gets lost in day-to-day, how many people have actually performed on that stage that are legends. And I like to say sometimes we're like the Wichita's little mini Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
We've had Louis Armstrong. We've had Ella Fitzgerald. We have had Houdini.
Houdini.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So he was a regular in Wichita, as far as I understand. But
Houdini, the great escape artist.
That's right.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Houdini. Great. And
we've had George and Gracie. We've had
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Yes.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
And then, of course, as we kind of progress a little bit further, Loretta Lynn, Kenny Rogers,
Wow. Just
some of the absolute greats that many are no longer with us. But that is one thing that we are striving to maintain is to continue to bring legends into the theater to perform on our stage.
Do you have a big file cabinet that has everybody's name who's ever been there?
Yeah.
Do you really?
As a matter of fact, you can actually access you can go on our website and access a list all the way back to 1940.
Wow.
We've got it organized by year. So if you're curious enough and you've got some time.
I'd like to see that.
Yes.
Can we do it now? I mean, we better keep going. Wow, that's really something.
It would take a while. It's been an impressive past for sure.
The one that always attracts people's attention for some reason is Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, yes.
Who was a famous burlesque dancer.
And
of course, they made a movie about, what did they call it? Gypsy?
Gypsy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With Natalie Wood.
Yes.
And so she performed here probably more than once.
That's what we understand, and we search hard to try to find exact details of some of that information. We know she has, but Music Theater Wichita actually did a performance of Gypsy last year, and they came in to do a little piece on the stage, and it was pretty fun to have that collaboration.
Sure, I think in recent years, I've been in the Orpheum for movies a lot of times. The last few years, I've been down there for stars that show up and they do a little performing and they talk with the audience. And I can't remember any of them right at the top of my head. The names will escape me. But I think Shirley Jones, maybe? Not okay. Shirley. The one who won the Oscar for Elmer Gantry. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and some of these, they would talk and he'd talk and he'd take questions. I think Ted and I went down there to see, I think, Jack Jones, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's an interesting venue in that are you going to continue doing that? Are there people we can bring in?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we're looking forward to reopening after our restoration and really bringing in some great names that will bring the community out to not just see the theater, but see these performers come through town.
Now, as I understand, the Orpheum is going to undergo a complete renovation. What is all going to be fixed and replaced? Have you got a list for us?
Well, yeah, I can summarize it too, I think. We have really two goals, and number one is historical significance. We want to maintain everything in the theater, highlight as if you were walking in 1922, kind of that grand feeling. And then, of course, customer patron experience as well as performer experience with technology, with acoustics, lighting, having the best stage technology that we can so that it not only gives the performer the ability to put on a great show, but the patrons will, of course, get to view an incredible event.
Will there be restrooms enough?
Yes.
You going to add any? Because that's one thing I think I remember is kind of tough.
You know, we don't have any more room to really add anything else. But yeah. I'll tell you, when they did that restroom restoration 25 years ago, I believe, it's definitely one of the best pieces to the theater and something that I still even take people through the restrooms on tours because it's pretty fun to show the women's restroom. No one knows just how many that we have in there until you go in.
How about that? So how long is it going to take to do this job then, you think?
So we are scheduled to be shut down for about a year, with construction, give or take. So at this point, we're looking to reopen at some time, probably mid to late summer next year.
What's the price tag going to be?
$10 million is where we're at for, and what we're looking at is just doing a full interior restoration. That's our goal. We are the last of 17 Orpheum theaters, the only one to be restored yet, and so that's where we want to get to, is just get the theater restored. So $10 million, and at this point, we have raised $9.1 million.
That's pretty good.
Yes, so still need a little bit.
Where's that money come from? It's come from just private individuals? Companies, businesses?
A majority of it comes from private donations and foundations. We do have some from our local organizations here in town and some grants that we've been able to capture as well. So, but a majority is private individual donations.
And when did you say you're targeted to open? Next?
Mid to late summer.
Next summer. This summer or next summer?
Next summer.
Okay.
1 year.
The Orpheum is on the National Register of Historic Places. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's basically a list that the U.S. government has. If they feel that you are a historic site that is worthy of preservation and recognition, then you get to be on this list. It takes a little bit to be on it, but once you are, your building becomes more protected, which is really important to historic sites so that they do maintain and you can keep preserving them and showing them off. So we feel really lucky that we have that designation. We also have the state and city designation as well.
Does that mean, did you get any funding from the government?
Yes, it does help. It does help, and we're constantly looking at where we can find those ways that will be beneficial for the building.
The register, being on that register, does it have an impact on the works? In other words, are there certain standards that have to be met when you're renovating?
Absolutely. So we always, whenever we're looking at doing anything really in the theater that's going to affect a visual, we will always bring in the Kansas Historic Society. They come in and review what our plans are, and it's ultimately up to them. There are times where we have had to shift from what we maybe were trying to consider as far as when we were, for instance, looking at the floor layout for this restoration. It would have impacted some of the decoration on the side of the auditorium walls, and that was something that couldn't happen. So we went to Plan B and made it work. So it's important to us to maintain that as well. So we love having them come through, make sure that we are keeping intact keeping in line with what we need to do to stay on that list.
As you get out the hammers and saws and whatnot, is there any asbestos in the building?
We have, besides the fire curtain, we have constantly had that test, had the theater tested and cleaned in the past, and so far all reports are good.
Was it built before that in asbestos, or just something you cleaned up over the years?
I think asbestos was definitely still something they used building materials with, so yes.
I don't know. I wasn't around in 1922, and you weren't either.
Right.
All right. Interesting. How about... On the contractors, the people you're paying to do the work.
Yes.
Are they local people, local companies?
They are local, and we have an incredible team. We have EB Construction as our general contractor, WDM is our architecture firm, MKEC is the engineering firm. We've worked with consultants that aren't local, however, down at Schuler Shook, they're a theater consulting firm who have helped us along the way to make sure we're making some of the right decisions as we move forward into some major components with lighting and sound.
A question that anytime there's anything going on in downtown Wichita, I always have the question, is there parking?
So we do have a parking lot north of the building. That's the Orpheum parking lot, and it is
north.
Available. Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
I know where that is. Okay.
When we do have events, we have that available for reserved parking. And then other than that, it's just around downtown.
Catch as catch can. I think there's a lot off across the street where I've parked before, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there you can get in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever do anything like, say, a wedding or anything like that down there?
Actually, we do. And this is one area we really want to dive into a little more as we reopen. But, actually, a few months ago, we had a family come in, and they had their kids, and it was a very small, intimate ceremony on stage, and did photos, and it really was a gorgeous event. And then we've also had ones where they invite family and friends and do a reception as well as ceremony in the theater. So we love to bring the community in for those types of events. We do a lot of senior photos as well as organizations. Sometimes we'll have award ceremonies at the theater, anything we can do. You know, when it was built in 1922, it was dedicated to the people of Wichita, and that is one thing we want to carry very strongly through the reopening after the restoration, is really open the doors up to the community as often as we can.
All right, you've got a snack bar, at least one.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have a concessions area downstairs and up in our mezzanine, as well as a bar area in both locations. So,
but other than some popcorn and so forth, if you wanted to do an event, would it have to be catered in then?
If you wanted food,
have a full
absolutely.
Kitchen or anything like that.
No, okay. We don't have a full kitchen, but we do allow catering and that type of opportunity, so you can kind of have your event the way you need it to be.
Well, I just think that to personally, as a lifelong resident, I think it's a treasure. But I wonder... if you would give us a quick pitch on why should our listeners care about the Orpheum Theater?
Well, just to kind of go back to what I said about it being dedicated to the people of Wichita, it's been around 102 years. We have affected generations, many generations in the past, our generation, generations of current today. And with this restoration, we are really looking towards the future and want to maintain this theater for as long as we possibly can. And that's why we're calling it the Second Century Campaign, to really carry it through another 100 years. There's nothing more important to us than hearing the stories that people have created as they've come to events at the theater. They share it with others. They share it with their kids. Their kids grow up. They know their parents' stories of the theater. They want to make their own. It really is an incredible community place for Wichita.
It's a matter of history right down there in downtown Wichita.
Yes.
Again, the Orpheum Theater is located at First and Broadway. I want to thank you for being with us today, Stacy. It's been very informative, and I'm looking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Looking forward to that grand opening here. Maybe about a year from now, right?
Yeah. Yes, and you will have an invitation to the opening for sure.
Oh, good. Our guest is Stacy Olden, Executive Director, Orpheum Theater. That's all for this edition of Issues 2025. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.